Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's that time of year again.
What's that?
Tests are over. Proms are in the books. Kids have walked the stage.
Little geniuses.
And now we are fully fledged graduation party season. Mm. There are a few goals with your graduation party for the kid. Yeah. You're honoring the kid for a job well done.
Yep.
You're letting mom and dad show off the work they put in.
Which is the bigger point here.
But the main goal seems to be loading that kid's pockets with money.
Yes.
So it's not just always the closest friends and family members who get invited. Right, Kimmy?
Mm-hmm.
I guess not.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Kimmy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You opened an envelope the other day to find out you got yourself a special invitation.
I did. So I opened it up and it was, you know, framed as like a high school graduation invite. And I didn't recognize the kid in the picture.
So there's a picture of the kid.
Picture of the kid.
It's got the name.
Yep.
And you had no idea who
and
this
I
kid
was.
And
I was like, oh, that name sounds familiar, but it took a second to click in my mind that this was somebody from the neighborhood that I grew up in. But this kid...
It's a deep cut, man.
But this kid had to be like a toddler by the time I went to college.
Did you know the parents well?
So they were... I mean, they lived down the street. You'd wave hi. Maybe you stopped to talk with them when you're walking the dog or something.
I mean, she's a big celebrity.
But that was kind of my question, too. Mm-hmm. How did they get my address? I have no idea.
So you're not even really obligated then, really. You could just toss it.
I don't know. I got the invite. And here's the thing, too. I mean... I don't know. Like, I remember as a kid, everybody in the neighborhood would get the invite for the graduation. So maybe that's what they were thinking. They invited everybody in our old neighborhood
graduation.
And my parents are probably invited. I don't know. I haven't talked to them yet, but I'm guessing if I got it, they got it too.
Are your parents going?
I think that they would feel obligated to go.
You think your dad's going to miss a party with that mustache?
So, yeah, he would be the hit.
But I was surprised that they sent me, like, my own separate one.
Yeah. So I had to go to one with my wife from her old neighborhood.
Okay.
And it was still kind of weird because she hadn't lived in that neighborhood for like 10 years. She kind of knew the family and stuff. You know, they kind of stayed in touch.
Yeah.
But it was still like, I didn't know anybody. And she probably didn't know 2/3 of the people at this thing. But we're just kind of sitting there.
All right, Kimmy, if I had to ask you why you believe you got this invite to a graduation party for a kid you did not know in a family you kind of casually knew, why do you think you got this invite?
I mean, they have to just be like widespread sending out invites, hoping to get as many gifts as possible.
Yeah, it's cash.
I guess.
It's
I don't know.
All right. Is Kimmy obligated to go?
No.
Phone number is 226-6000. Are you obligated with a grad party invitation? You say no.
No, especially that far removed. Like, you didn't even know the kid.
Okay, but here's the thing, Tommy.
Yeah.
You said it yourself. Grad parties have become full-fledged events now.
Mm-hmm.
You got the tents in the backyard. You got people renting out pavilions and party spaces, catered food, bar for the parents, personalized decorations.
Mm-hmm.
You are more likely to see a family go all out.
But why do I want to go to people I barely know?
But it gives off a wedding vibe. And if you're invited to a wedding, even if you say no, you still got to send a check along.
But I don't. If I don't know you that well,
so
what are they going to do? I mean, you're never going to run into this kid and screw him if you do.
Well, no. Why do you have to say that?
I'm serious.
Well,
I'm trying to help you out,
kid. It's very possible I run into like
so
this family at some point. I don't want to be a dick.
You're not being, they're the dicks, man.
No.
I mean, they're kind of being dicks. But.
Kinda.
But. I do feel like Kimmy's obligated to go to this graduation party. I feel like now if you get an invite, if you don't go, you at least have to send a gift.
You could spend your whole summer doing crap like this. Like, that's why, like, a lot of these coaches and teachers, they don't go to any because they would, they'd be
broke.
No,
but they do. They go to a lot of them.
No, they don't, because once you go to one, they'd have to, it would cost them like $10,000.
No, they don't usually bring gifts, but that's fine. Like, you get why. There's an excuse built in for them. They would have to go to 300 graduation parties and give gifts to everybody. Kimmy doesn't have that problem. She was personally invited by these
people. So where do you draw the line?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I wouldn't go to one out of town. Like, you know, people I know.
So people
What's out of town?
Okay. So I have, my niece has two little ones.
Yeah.
They live in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And they'll eventually have these. I'm not driving all the way down to Philadelphia for people I barely see.
She sends you gifts every year for holidays and birthdays.
Yes, and I send the kids birthday presents
every year. Oh, Christ on a cross.
Hey, it's $100 to an 11-year-old, please. Anyway, I'm not driving all the way down there for a graduation party. It's too far.
The only reason I might feel a little obligated.
What?
I can't remember if these people were at mine or not.
Oh,
I cannot remember. Well, my parents, they just invited like everybody, like
wait,
in our
Mr. List, who wants a hot dog? Ain't got a guest list. Who the hell came to the kids' graduation party?
I can't remember if they stopped by. I do not remember.
Where does he draw the line at
list? It seems like something my dad would do is like, oh, come on over, have fun. And I just don't remember.
Well, with the neighborhood, though, I mean, that makes sense.
But you were in the you were in the moment, man.
In the moment?
But you were there. You were part of the hood. Now you're out. Okay. You're big-time city girl. Got a big old house in the city.
She makes a great point. If these people went to her graduation party, she is even more obligated to go to this high school graduation party.
Okay, so there's something going on right now that I don't get.
What's that?
So if I go to somebody's wedding or something like that, or you come to my event, I have to go to your event, right?
Yes.
Like, it's tit for tat.
Yeah.
So we're never over this thing.
Mm-hmm. No.
Like, it's, somebody's got to break this chain, man.
Oh, here we go. What are you, Fleetwood Mac now?
Yeah, but you don't want to be the person to, especially if they got you last time, you don't want to be the person to break it.
Right. And like, you sit here and you play it off like you're some freedom fighting.
I'm not going.
And you, like a bitch, would absolutely go to every graduation party you were invited to. In fact, I highly encourage
Only because of my wife.
Everybody listening should directly send Tommy invitations to their kids' high school graduation party. So you can see him stand up. I'm not going.
Well, there's like a gap between like when you went to college, this kid was a toddler.
Yeah, I don't know how.
So even if they came to your high school graduation, there's such a time gap. If it's been 10 years, you're not obligated, even though they came to yours.
You think 10 years a gap?
It's got to be 10 years. 10 years. Like, you haven't communicated with these people?
By the way,
nothing?
It's more like 15 years.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, you never... There's always that bond of the people in the neighborhood you grew up in. I don't know.
Because you didn't stick together.
No, that's the opposite of what she's saying, dumbass. Yeah. There is always the bond of the people.
If there was a bond, you would have been in contact.
Phone number is 226,000.
It's like you went and served in Vietnam together.
Kimmy gets an invitation to a high school graduation party for a kid she did not know, did not recognize, thought she knew the name. Turns out it's a child who grew up in her neighborhood. The parents lived there when you were in high school. Mm-hmm. The kid you said was a toddler when you went off to college, so you never knew the kid at all. Does Kimmy have to go to this party, even though we're pretty sure they're just inviting as many people as possible to line that kid's pockets?
And you
with
don't
cash.
Have it. You just bought a house. Your old man's switching jobs. Like, this is like the worst time.
I know,
for
but
you.
Here's the thing too, and I'm such a coward when it comes to this. There's like an RSVP on there, and they want to know either way if you're not coming.
Okay.
I don't want to. Like, I just hate telling people no. I hate writing it. I hate saying it. Like, I just would rather
just big rubber stamps. No.
I would rather just go and make everybody happy and get it over with.
So if you're going to go, Kimmy, it sounds like you're going.
I'll probably go. Especially if my parents are going, I would feel obligated.
I mean, this
to
kid's
go.
Walking away with $200 for nothing.
Bro, you don't want to know what kids make on their high school graduation parties.
What's the average now? You got to give 100?
So let's talk about that. What is the minimum gift you are giving walking? Is it 100? Would you give a bill, Kimmy?
Has it gone up that much? I don't remember getting that much.
I always
thought
it was around 100.
I guess it depends on how close they are.
Excuse me. Anyone want to say bless you? Feel free.
We're doing a radio show right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to sneeze.
Oh, God bless you. Beth.
Thank you.
I don't even
you.
Believe in God, so there you go. Now you probably got nasal cancer.
No, all right. So, yeah, no, I'm with you. I guess $100 would be for someone that you're really, really close with.
I always just thought that the norm was $100.
Okay, now you just say that to Kimmy has to cut a $100 check.
Oh, wait, what else do you give?
Like, if Kimmy walked in with $25.
But then she's going to eat, drink booze.
I remember that being, I mean, that was back when we were kids.
25 like,
people, especially
man.
That weren't super close.
What are you getting for $25 for this? You've got to give $100, especially if you're going to eat and drink.
I think 50 is fair. If you're someone who's an an outside character.
But they're barely breaking even then.
Well, but it's not like a wedding where the kid paid for it. All of this money goes into the kid's pockets. Mom and dad get
yeah,
no money.
Yeah, but still. And by the way, her old man
what?
Is going to hit that hot dog stand, the burgers, the booze. He's going to be looking for the craft beer, the potato chips. No, he eats $100 just walking in the door.
I think a $50 bill for
that's
someone like
too
Kimmy.
Cheap,
look,
man.
I'll be honest, man.
Look, either go or don't go, but don't go in cheap out.
Okay, like you don't go, well, don't go. Go, don't go. Gotta give $100.
Dress nice. Show up at $100.
I think Kimmy, in her situation, could get away with $25.
$25?
I think she could, because like they only invited
her. I barely know this kid.
Yeah, they only invited her for the money.
Then don't
like,
go.
Like, I'm pretty sure if I show up, this kid's not going to know who the hell I am.
That's funny.
Like,
hey!
I would have to introduce myself again and explain to this kid how I know his parents.
Phone number is 222-6000. Let's talk to Mary. She's on CMF. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
Absolutely not. You do not have to go.
Why do you say that?
Why would you don't even know these people. You don't even know the kids.
All right. What if the kid's parents went to Kimmy's high school graduation party?
I still don't feel you're obligated to go. That's a long time ago.
Oh, you know who this is? This is Stiffin' Mary. Stiffin' everybody all over the getting married? Not coming.
Right.
Having a baptism? Not coming. Did you die? Not coming.
That's right.
All right, Mary, if she does go, how much does she have to put in the envelope for the kid?
I would give a gift card to a toy store.
Gift card to a toy store? The kid's 18.
That's okay.
Mary, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Have a good rest of the day.
Oh, we found a bigger ass than me today.
All right, can I ask another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Do you need to factor in where the grad party is before you commit to the gift?
Well, a lot of it's backyard tent type of situation.
Backyard tent or one of those party houses. Every town has those park.
Or like those sheds, like in a park.
Yeah, well, okay, no.
Bungalow.
Some of them are really nice.
Bungalow. Is that what they call the pavilions in Pittsburgh parks? The bungalows?
You can rent out one of the 100 gazebos there.
Yes.
There are four places where the graduation parties show up. Now, the backyard tent, I guess, is the most standard, but more and more you're seeing country clubs, party houses.
Country club.
And hotels. Yeah, I mean, I was invited.
Hotels?
Hotel, like banquet rooms.
Oh, okay. Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
That one I've not seen.
I was invited to two country club graduation parties when I was in high school.
Like busted ass country club.
Wait,
you went to a high end school though.
Why are you yelling at
me? I forgot you went. I forgot you knew.
You're
rich,
yelling at me.
I forgot you knew rich kids.
I don't think that the having it somewhere other than your house is anything new.
Okay, so you're telling me, Kimmy, if you would feel you wouldn't feel obligated to give more if the graduation party was at the country club of Monroe County versus their backyard.
No, it's the same thing. It's the same relationship you have with that kid.
Higher end, you got to step up.
Yeah, but that means their parents are wealthy, so why would you have to step up for that kid?
Because you're going to the country club. You can't show up with your $25 busted-ass billfold.
Well, that's all I got, kid. Sorry. Don't invite me next time.
And by the way, you got to dress up.
No, you don't. Not for
a graduation. Country club?
Oh,
yes. Everybody's going to be it's a swanky
yeah,
event.
You're right.
You got to dress swanky. Do you own any swanky clothes?
Yes, you Pittsburgh loving little bitch. I have nice clothes.
We've
I'm not going to wear them here.
The only time I see you dress up is your
wedding.
You're
the only weirdo that does that.
You know, you can't show up in your wedding dress again.
226,000. Let's talk to Rammer. He's on CMF. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. So I'm going to need all your addresses because I got to send you invites to my not yet born grandchild that'll graduate and who knows
when. Rammer, you'll be far dead before that kid graduates high school.
You know, listen, hey, if she doesn't go, the easiest way out of this is just send the RSVP back with a check for half a yard. I mean, you're not related. $50, that's all you really need to give. And, you know, my condolences, come up with an excuse.
Kidding,
I'm
dead.
Obligated to try
my condolences. All right, but Rammer, you still would feel obligated to send money even though you don't know the kid and you ain't going to go.
Yeah, if they send an invite, I got to send something. Okay. That's just standard. I've had several relatives, distant relatives, invite me to weddings, and I don't want to go. I don't know them. I haven't seen them since they were born. So I send a couple $100 and say, can't make it, got something else going on, and call it a day.
All right. Now look, I think that's a good call. Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. It is funny the pressure that showed up, because you've talked about, Tommy, your high school graduation party, you were given a pair of tennis shorts and a hammer.
A tack hammer. I'm not kidding you, man.
Like, these graduation parties went from 0 to 1,000 in a matter of...
It's an industry.
Yeah, 25 years.
These rent-all places, they know it. Like, they even put out specials for the graduation season, right?
Absolutely. Can I ask another maybe uncomfortable question?
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about gifts and what do you give and everything. So the idea behind the cash graduation gift is the kid is collecting money to live on, to buy books with, gas when they're going to college.
Yeah.
If that kid graduating high school isn't going to college.
Right. Kid's just going right into the workforce.
Do you have to bring them money?
Well, you're still going to a party.
Well, but what are you giving them money for?
For future.
Well, no, but they're going to get a job.
Well,
they're
I guess it's to help them get a head start on whatever they choose to do.
But like most kids at 18, almost every kid at 18 is not moving out.
No.
Right?
It's fun money.
Okay, but it's not supposed to be fun money. It's supposed to be for books and surviving because you can't have a job your
freshman
year.
If I'm
going to
go, I'm still going to throw the kid $100.
Okay, so like, how about this?
Because that's me and you.
You can't write in the card, only use this for, and then have a list.
We'd be stiffing our own people.
No, that's you. I went to college.
Yeah, and you blew all your graduation money, on parking for 2 weeks? No, I got to help that kid out. I got to help that kid out more than a college boy.
Why? That kid could go be getting a job that pays him $20 an hour right out of high school.
Yeah, but at any case.
How about this? Kid's making more than you. You're cutting him a check. You see him out buying beer underage, higher end than you got.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, Mr. Mulan, thanks for the $50. You want this can to return so you can go buy your own beer when I'm done?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's not much.
Yeah.
But it's something.
Okay.
We're not talking about the effort Tommy Mulay puts in at work. We're talking about the dip in gas prices.
Yeah.
Because we've seen some relief this week.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are, even though it's only a little bit, you've noticed.
Okay.
And there are two types of people right
now. What's that?
Folks standing up and applauding any little savings they can get.
Oh, yeah. Hold on to it.
And folks that are going to be pissed until they see a certain number back up on those gas station signs. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Very exciting news, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Gas prices are down.
Wow, fantastic.
A nickel. This week, the greater Rochester area paid an average price per gallon 5 cents less than we did last week.
35 cents a fill up.
So now... You're only paying $4.89 instead of $4.94.
Oh, wow.
So it doesn't sound like...
Plan that trip to Florida. Go to Florida, man.
It doesn't sound like much.
It is nothing.
It's okay. No, it's 5 cents.
It'll go back up next week anyway.
Okay, but here's the thing, man. Most everyone has noticed. Did you notice?
I did not notice. Yeah. And I filled up yesterday.
Well, you go to fancy-ass, super expensive gas station.
I go to regular-ass mobile.
No, we've talked about
Dunkin'
this.
With Dunkin' Donuts.
We've talked about this.
And a wine cellar.
I drove by your gas station the other day.
It's the one right across from the Pittsburgh Dairy.
Yes, and I saw what gas is, and my jaw dropped where you shop. Like, that is the... It's got to be the most expensive gas station
not.
In town.
It's the regular one.
No, it's not.
It's the regular one.
It's the regular
one. You think you paid what?
I want to say almost $5 a gallon.
Okay. Kimmy, have you noticed that gas prices are down a nickel this week?
No, but I do have to get gas soon, so yeah, I haven't gotten it in like a week.
But I don't look at it and go, wow, I'm living large now.
Okay, it wasn't a living large thing, but I don't know if anyone else is doing this, 222-6000. I've started involuntarily memorizing all of the prices for the gas stations I come across, because you know I drive down West Henrietta Road every day. I can't help but look. Because it felt like there was a point where it was going up a dime every 24 hours.
Yeah.
So now when you see it starting to go the opposite way, it's like, hey, all right, we're getting somewhere. Huh?
All right.
I mean, you're saving now 65 cents when you fill up your tank.
A fill up.
Yeah. Okay.
65 cents.
Here's what we're dying to know.
What's that?
Where is the price gas has to fall back down to where folks are no longer upset?
It would have to go back. At least a year ago.
Okay.
It was like three something a gallon.
Yeah, it was like 350. Was that about right? Okay. So
and we were bitching then.
But when are we not bitching? We're always bitching.
I know.
We find something to bitch about. Mm. Look, I mean, think back to 10 years ago. We were bitching about something.
Oh, yeah.
How many people would give their right nutsack nut? You got one nutsack.
Yeah.
Okay, you get what I'm saying. To go back to 10 years ago right now. I don't know. Like, you think it has to go down that far where people will finally be like, ah.
Well, that would sound like where things have eased.
See, I feel like
it's back to normal.
I feel like you're just being greedy.
Of course I'm greedy. I want it all.
Okay, no. Yeah. But you wouldn't feel less angry if gas got down to $4.10 a gallon. Almost a dollar less than it is right now.
But it's still way high.
Okay, well, it's way high compared to what... Yeah. It's you know,
That's still a lot of money for freaking gas.
Okay, yeah. But
it would feel better.
It would feel better. Yes, it would. It would help.
$3.25 a gallon is a hell of a lot more than it was when it was 60 cents a gallon when you were driving in high school. Mm-hmm. Like, you get how this thing works.
Yes,
right?
I do.
Okay, great. Kimmy, when gas prices hit blank, you'll stop being upset.
I mean, I think if they're like the low fours.
Okay.
You know, like just seeing like a number that's like under 450. I'd be surprised, like pleasantly surprised.
So when it hits under 450, you're like, we made it back.
I mean, not a total relief, but it would. I mean, it would be a good, I would see it as a sign of better, of it trending in a better direction.
You sound like a Goo Goo Dolls song now. Chance that maybe she'll find. Now, there's nothing that says, there are a lot of people saying all over the internets that it's only going up from now on. But there's nothing that says that gas doesn't go back down to where it was before, because we've been through this.
Yeah.
Back the last time gas prices were out of control, this insane, the mid-2000s, gas adjusted for inflation was more expensive than what we're paying now.
Right.
And Kimmy, we were told when we were in high school and a little after, we'd be paying $10 a gallon when we got older. That never happened.
Yeah.
Okay, but to say it's only going up from here is not a guaranteed accurate.
It looks like it's not going to go down anytime soon. And if it does, it'll start going down slow.
But it always goes down slow.
Right. It goes up really fast.
Yes.
But I'm also thinking like, okay, so all these oil companies during COVID were losing their ass because nobody was driving.
Yeah.
Now they want their money back.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So once they get their money back, then we'll start seeing it come down.
Well, no, if there's one thing we've learned about massive corporations is once they get their money back,
they
realize they can still make this money, they'll stop charging that
amount
of money.
So maybe this is the norm, man.
Okay, don't be that guy. Man.
Get used to it, man.
$10 a gallon, man. Good luck with your boat, man. 6,000. The average gas price in the greater Rochester area fell a nickel from last week to this week. It's the first drop in a very long time.
Yeah.
And it's only a nickel, but it's something.
Okay. And this is, you know, this is outdoor season where we're going around doing a lot. So we actually start driving the price up the more we start using it.
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
What?
Well, maybe you can make the argument that people aren't still upset about gas prices now.
Still keep buying the gas.
Okay. So, like, there was a lot of anger as they rose. Mm. Maybe people have just accepted this is what gas costs now. Because to your point, if folks are angry, they're not showing it in their day-to-day lives.
It ain't cutting back.
We told you Friday, this coming holiday weekend, will be one of the busiest car travel days in America, according to AAA, like in the history of America. And that's a lot of money being spent on gas, and nobody's forcing people to spend this money on gas.
Yeah, like if this weekend, if you're out on your boat, you're a dick. You're just a straight up gas guzzling dick.
You could be out on your boat and be angry about it.
No, no, no.
How?
No. Hold on.
How?
We need to adjust that statement.
All right.
You could be out on your boat and not be a dick. If you're out on your boat complaining about gas prices,
which is probably going to be the case.
But
for
that's
a lot
also
of people.
The reason why the gas keeps going up is that we're buying a lot of gas and we're having a lot of fun just dicking around with gas.
Okay. I'm dicking around with gas.
Like if you got a motorhome and you're towing a car, you're a dick. This is why we're paying this much money for crap.
But you're going to see that all over the highways this week.
Slam. Like when they show you those like street, you know, in the morning they want to show you the traffic cameras like at, you know, and you're seeing all the RVs going out of town with their boats.
You know, you bring up the RVs, man. Mm. You remember when COVID first hit and everyone was locked down.
Buy an RV.
They were impossible to find.
Yeah, and gas was effing cheap.
And same with the boats, by the way.
Yeah.
I wonder how those people are feeling right now. Because look, I mean, my dad had several busted RVs.
Yeah.
You know what it costs to fill up a tank of those things.
Do those all run on diesel?
I don't.
Because that stuff is like liquid gold right now.
I don't know.
Like
no.
You can run, yeah, I think diesel is really super expensive.
No, I know diesel is super expensive. I don't think all RVs run on diesel. No. I remember my dad just going to a regular gas station, but I was young. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you get your diesel.
I understand. There was a separate pump for diesel when I was a kid.
Yes, there still is.
I meant like away from the rest of the pumps.
Yeah. There
you
still
dick.
Is.
No, there you can get.
The diesel pump's not right. It's right over
there. Are some gas stations that have both diesel and regular gas at the same pump.
No.
He's pointing at you.
I'm gonna disagree with you, but
okay.
Yeah, no big deal.
Okay, great. Shut up. But you know what I'm wondering too?
What's that?
Well, like the 4th of July with all these people, you know, we're bitching about gas prices, but we're gonna have a record travel via car this weekend. 4th of July is one of those weird holidays where you could be either going on an exciting vacation where you'll swallow the pain or you're traveling to see family that you're obligated to spend time
Which
with.
Blows.
Is 4th of July a family holiday weekend?
Well, yeah, because I mean a lot of people...
Families get together. So it's like a family reunion.
Yeah, and you get that extra day. So if you have family out of town, right?
It sucks,
okay, but like it's a hell of a lot easier to spend that money to go have fun than it is to put that gas in your tank to go hang out with, you know...
Busted ass cousin.
Yeah, or Aunt Jan, or, you know, my dad who's going to say terrible things.
Oh, yeah. I'll be seeing that on Saturday.
You know, there is one group of people who are taking an absolute beating at the pump that no one is talking about.
Who's that?
Teenage drivers.
Are they? Oh, they ain't got the money.
Well, that's just it. I mean, and this is all they know for gas prices, right? And if it's a kid who can't get a job because they have school or they have activities that they're doing, how are you finding the money it takes to drive a car?
Mom and dad. It's got to be, they got to supplement your gas.
What mom and dad have the kind of money to not only pay for their own gas, but the kids' gas?
But we know people that, even though they're working people, they still spoil their kids for some reason.
Okay.
They're called Italians.
Well, I mean, these kids, go ahead.
You're finally going to have three different jobs, but Precious still gets money from daddy.
Yeah, but it gets
married to one of them.
It gets to a point where you don't have
the
money.
I know, but they still do.
These kids are probably going to be in the same boat we were, where if they have a part-time job of any kind, that part-time job check just goes straight into your gas tank. Yeah.
Now, we had it bad, but it's a double whammy for the teenagers now, Kimmy, because not only are the gas prices insane, used car prices are also through the roof.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kimmy, when we were working, it was possible for a summer to earn enough money to buy a used car.
You ain't doing that now.
Is that possible for a kid right now? A possible. Now I sound like one of those.
A possible.
I mean, how could a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid work enough hours to afford? I mean, there are grown-ass people that are trying to find a way to afford a used car right now.
Kids are screwed.
I mean, some of the used cars are going for more than what a new car would be going for
so
if they were available.
So what are these kids doing now?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
They just staying home?
Are kids not driving? I mean, what are you doing with your kids?
I mean, you can't get a job. I mean, there's plenty of summer jobs out there.
Sure, but there are kids that just they don't have the ability to do
to
it.
To get to the job?
Yeah, well, you have to get to the job, one. Two, you have some kind of thing that you're doing that
keeps
you...
What if you have a girlfriend?
I wonder if,
you do.
free movies in the park.
Yeah, but I mean, like, to hook up, how do you do it? A walk over to your house?
Well, I would do that. What's
wrong
with that?
Yeah, but is she impressed you walked over? You're not getting a finger blasted on a walk up.
Okay.
Walk up finger blast?
It's a great name for a band.
Well, walk up finger blast, thank you. Phone number is 222-6000. Tommy's statement, if you are in a boat this weekend, you are a dick.
Yes.
Mark is on CMF. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, fellas. So what you guys aren't talking about, too, is, I mean, gas prices are high, but what about the price at the marina where it's $2 to $3 more a gallon?
So who cares, man? Put your boat up. You want me to feel sad for you because you want to go putting around the lake? Go down to C-section Cove and have at it with your wife?
That's where you get a swim up finger bag.
Now, I was feeling bad for you, Tommy, about eating caviar in the car to drive in. And, you know,
counterpoint.
You want me to feel bad for your boat, marine gas?
I mean, Mark, look.
It's marine gas. It sounds douchey. It's the douchiest gas they make.
Okay, can I ask a stupid question? Mark, you being a boat guy. Stupid, potentially stupid question. Mm. Is the only place I can fill up my boat at the marina, or is there? Can I get away? Is there a way for me to put the gas in the boat at the pump?
There is, well, but he doesn't
there
do
is,
that.
Yeah, but if you got a, so I've got a slip, so the boat stays in the water.
Do you know why he has a slip? Because he has a summer house on a lake with a boat and a dock.
Do you have a summer house, Mark?
Of course he does.
I do not have a summer house.
Oh. How much does that slip cost you for the summer?
I'm not telling.
A lot. Because that means it's tied up there all the time.
Yes. Well, I know what
he walks to the marina, gets in his boat, and he goes off in his little day adventure, his little picnic boat.
Mark, is it really $3 more a gallon at the marina than it is?
It should be.
You go down to Sodus, and yeah, I bet you this weekend you're going to be paying $7.58 a gallon.
Oh, my God.
And some of those big boats that have like the twin 454 engines. I mean, you start that thing and it takes $20. It's ridiculous. Some of those bigger boats.
And then they're running wide open all over the lake, man. Just lowering it.
Yeah, you open up that throttle and they joke about watching the gas gauge go down, but it's not a joke.
All right, Mark, so you said you had like a pontoon boat, like a party boat, right?
I have a pontoon boat, yeah, and I tell you what, it's great on gas, thank God.
Okay, so like in all sincerity, how often do you have to fill that sucker up?
I mean, it depends on how often you drive it. We go for a little cruise just about every night.
Okay.
So every night he goes on a boat ride.
He's so mad at
Mark,
you.
Mark, how did you think this call was going to go?
Hey, Mark, how big's the motor on your boat? What size motor?
It's a 90 horse.
All right, so it's a sizable outboard.
Okay.
Right? And he goes out every night.
Okay, Mark, how often do you have to fill your tank up is what I'm asking.
Once a week.
Okay, and what does that cost you?
Roughly $1,800.
Okay, Mark, at what point do you go, this is just too much,
so I can't do it? That's $400 a month just in gas.
Yeah, just in gas for the
boat. That's not the slip. That's not everything else he's doing with that boat. It's costing him $400.
I could send you a picture of my daughter's smiling face.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, this is getting creepy. I don't need to see your daughter.
He's bringing up the point that you brought up a second ago,
Dick. Why $400? You could just give him $400. But it's my... You got to spend $400 for your kids to hang out with you because you've been trapped him up in this boat of yours.
Mark.
Down at C-section Cove.
There you go. Where you can just get a swim up finger bag. Mark, great to talk to you, buddy. Have fun this weekend. Take care.
Right, yeah. Outdoor finger blasting has got to be way down this summer because of the gas prices.
No, outdoor finger blast.
Marine finger blasting, they said, according to the marine maritime laws.
The marine maritime laws.
You're not going to spend $400 a month to finger blast your wife in a lake.
Now you're just angry. Now you're just lashing out.
And here's the thing, man. You shouldn't finger blast in a lake. She's going to get an infection.
No, you're on the boat.
Oh, all right. Well, you said in the lake.
Well, it's just to
and
do
even
with...
that, you probably got water on your hands.
Well, you don't have to be digging into her like it's Jim Boeheim's ear. You know, just be cool.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
When there's a recall describing how this product could kill you, you should pay attention.
Okay.
And most of the time when a recall shows up and you take something that's could hurt you,
yeah,
you notice.
Yeah.
This might be the only product where if it's working the right way or it's killing you, you may not know the difference.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. CVS is recalling a laxative they've been selling at their store.
Oh, I think you would know if something's up with a laxative.
Would you?
Man, all of a sudden you've got ass vomit in your pants?
That's what a laxative's
for. That's what it's supposed
to do. No, but like bad.
I'm failing to see your point.
Like laxative is just supposed to ease things.
It depends on the type of person you are. Sometimes a laxative will ease things. Sometimes a laxative will explode your ass.
Really? Yeah.
Especially if you've never taken it before. I would think like you don't really know what to expect.
I've never had one.
You've never taken a laxative?
No.
So you immediately jumped out of the gate with a point on a product that you've never once used in your life.
Yeah, I'm good like
okay,
that.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
I'm good for things that way.
So... CVS says, now before you freak out, it's called the magnesium...
Ass blasting! What's it called?
Magnesium citrate saline laxative oral solution.
That's a lot of chemicals in your butt, man.
Lemon flavor.
Lemon flavor? What?
It's an oral solution!
Smell lemons?
I just farted.
Did you think this was an enema? You did, didn't you?
Well, isn't enemas like a laxative?
An enema?
You go up there and blast it. It's like a power wash for your butt.
No, a laxative has the same effect.
But it goes and loosens it up.
Well, in some situations.
It's like a wash.
Yes, laxatives you take orally.
Okay, and then the other one's like a...
I guess there are other ways you can do that.
A tube.
But that's not what we're talking
like a tube.
About.
Okay, so...
All right.
The recall was made out of concern for immunocompromised patients who are at risk of infection.
Ugh.
So, look, I'm not saying don't worry, but I'm saying you're at more risk if you're that person.
Okay, well, here's a problem with something like a laxative.
What's that?
I'm guessing you buy it because you need it now.
Well, there are some people that, this isn't super healthy, but they do take them on a regular basis just because of their diets and things.
Right,
like that.
I'm thinking like, man, like you already ate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I bought this because I needed it and it's already in me. Like, what is it? I got a half a tablet left it comes in.
Well, I hear what you're saying. Isn't that, and that's also most recalls they do, right? Like, if you bought this ground beef, well, yeah, I ate it when I brought it home.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Not knowing if a laxative's defective or not based on what the job the laxative does. Mm-hmm. I think the same thing, Kimmy, can be said for certain types of food.
Mm. Yeah, because there are certain things that you just know are not going to agree with your stomach.
Yep.
And it's just like you know it, you eat it anyways, and you're willing to suffer the consequences.
Like, it is funny, like the people, because we all have that food. Like, you know after you eat this, it's going to be a bad time.
Yeah.
But you like it so much, you're going to eat it. Like, you almost have to prepare yourself like it's a religious experience before you have this thing.
Make sure you have nowhere to go.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, you will clear your schedule for the next few hours, maybe. Make sure you don't have a meeting.
You need a home base.
Yeah.
For your operation.
Well, because there's one food that you love a ton back in the day where you knew you had to drive right home after it was over.
Bro, every time. And I would still eat it. I loved it.
Why are we so stupid?
Because it just tastes so good.
Why? For some reason, you think, this time, you know what? It's probably not going to be as bad.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that. I always know it's going to be bad, and I always go, well, here we go. We're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if that food got you sick, you may not know that you got sick because this is what it always does to you. And you're right, Kimmy. There are differing degrees every time.
Mm-hmm.
So either, whoa, I ate too much, or whoa, they put this extra spice in here.
Yeah, maybe they cooked it differently.
226,000. Kimmy, have you ever taken a laxative before?
No, but my old roommate had to take them for the medication that she was on. She had to take it like along with the medication. And I just remember she was in agony.
Ooh, girl squirts.
Ugh. Complete. She signed off the rest of the day and just sat at home and was like ready for whatever was coming her way. And I remember thinking like, when I saw this story, the first person I thought of was her. And I'm like, how would you, if you took something bad that didn't agree with your stomach, how would you know with something like
Imagine dating a chick like that, like knowing like at any moment, she's like a ticking time bomb of poo.
She's in a bad way, man.
Yeah, but let's say you're dating her, right?
Yeah.
You come over, she goes, you can come over, but I took some laxatives, so maybe a short date tonight.
She's probably not letting you come over if she took laxatives,
especially,
man.
You.
Especially you. Oh, yeah, because I'm not poo-worthy?
Yeah, well, you would be the worst person. Like, I know you're not going to come over and take care of anything for me.
I was coming over for some sex. That's off the table.
That's why they would not invite you over.
Laxatives are an interesting game. I had that hernia surgery.
Yeah.
And they give you pain medication, which always, like,
binds you up.
You got it. Right. And, like, when you have hernia surgery, it's the core of your body. So just sneezing will.
You can't push.
Okay, exactly. But, like, I remember being like, why don't we find a way to make pooping this efficient all the time? Because you just sit down and it's like, bloop, you're done.
You never had a colonoscopy yet, right?
No.
Okay, so. You got to take laxatives all. I guess I have taken laxatives because you got to take this stuff. I forgot. You got to take this stuff all night.
Okay.
To clear you out. So you have to drink this stuff and you got to get it down within a certain time because, like, the next day they're going to scope your butt, right? So you chug this stuff down. It's nasty as crap. And then once it hits, it just keeps coming, bro.
Oh, really?
To the point, it's pure water in the end. Like, you are just water out.
How did you just remember you have had
this
experience?
About the colonoscopy because I've never been sick like I needed it because of like anything else. But bro, you've never been like you'll lose 5 or 6 pounds of whatever was in your colon. It's completely clean. Completely.
Like you're almost bragging about how clean your colon was.
It is. Bro, my ass was so clean you could eat off it.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.